The views expressed on Inside Track are mine alone and do not necessarily reflect the position of KVOI or our sponsors, but I think the world would be a much better place if they were. Welcome back to Inside Track on this pre-Constitution Day edition of the show. We just heard from Roman Bueller from the Keep Nine group at Madison Coalition about protecting the U.S. Supreme Court. Our next guest, who we'll hear from in just a second, is James Bopp. And before we get to him, I just want to do a quick shout out to our great sponsors, Eb Wilkinson at Wilkinson Wealth Management, Jamie and Gary Kipper at Tucson Iron and Metal Retail, as well as Eric Rudin at Essential Pest Control, and our newest sponsor, Mike Emery, who you're hearing some really creative ads from Perfection Auto Works. He wants to make autos great again. As I said, our next guest is super lawyer James Bopp, who has appeared before the court, that is the Supreme Court, and participated in some of the more consequential cases ruled over the past several decades. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jim.
Great to be talking to you again, Bruce.
Missouri's governor, I understand, just signed a law which limits abortion after the eighth week of conception, which is in keeping with the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that returned jurisdiction on abortion to state legislatures and state governments. A group called Abortion Action Missouri just announced a plan to go to the ballot to allow abortion rights up to the moment of birth, and they said the following: "The majority of Missourians have had enough of politicians interfering with our personal decisions. Now is the time to join the fight to reestablish reproductive freedoms for all. We are choosing determination over despair, but we can't do this alone." You represent Missouri Right to Life. Please talk to us about their position versus Abortion Action Missouri.
Well, ever since the beginning of the serious effort to legalize abortion in the United States, which began in the 60s, the abortion rights movement has been adamantly in favor of total, unlimited abortion on demand, paid for by the taxpayer, up until the moment of birth, and many of them argue even after birth. If the baby survived an abortion, then the baby should die, even after born. And that's for any reason, you know, as a matter of birth control, because the timing isn't right, because they're not married, for any reason whatsoever. And they've always fought reasonable regulations on abortion. You know, for instance, parental notice of you know, that your daughter is seeking an abortion, that you ought to be notified, such as prohibitions on partial birth abortion, where the baby is killed literally in the hand of the abortionist while the head is still inside the mother, but the rest of the body is outside the mother, or after viability. In other words, literally until birth or even immediately after birth. And, of course, what we see now is referendums, laws that are being, some laws being adopted in blue states, some referendums being put on the ballot, like in Missouri, which would incorporate that policy choice as a right in that particular state. These people are so extreme. They don't want women to have informed consent. They don't want women to have time to consider alternatives to abortion. They don't want parents to be available to protect their children and to help guide them in making decisions like this. But that is what they're trying to adopt as a matter of law.
How much of their strategy in Missouri and probably coming up elsewhere in other states will be used as a reason to get more of a particular socio group or demographic group out to vote in the presidential election?
Well, it is a wedge issue, and in particular with certain elements in our population that are particularly pro-abortion. Single women are a good example of that. Rich men are also a good example of that. I mean, one of the most pro-abortion groups in the nation are rich white men, because a pregnancy by their wife, or even worse, their mistress, or some casual hookup threatens their independence and their lifestyle. One of the problems that the pro-life movement is having is that the richest people in our country are lavishing enormous sums on these pro-abortion organizations, and that extreme wealth and funding is particularly telling in referendums like Missouri is going to have, because you have, number one, the mainstream media that frames the argument in some way that benefits the pro-abortion movement, and then you have all these rich white men who, with enormous resources, that want abortion available to protect themselves, lavishing money on them as well. It is a wedge issue for some groups, those two groups in particular, and that benefits, left-wing and politicians that really the Democrat Party has been totally taken over by.
You know, Jim, you just said, I think, one of the bravest things that, as long as I've been involved with this show since 2007, anybody has ever said. I think that secret that nobody wants to confront, that you expose here just in the last couple of minutes about rich white men wanting to cover up their relationships and in their opinion, their mistakes in support of abortions. That is an extraordinarily brave thing to say. I've never heard anybody say that in public before.
Well, it's the unfortunate truth. And of course, we also have the problem that compounds this. You know, the rich white men have a personal stake in abortion to protect themselves. But they also are infected with progressive ideology. And of course, progressive ideology gave birth to the eugenics movement, and which gave birth to Planned Parenthood. And the goal of Margaret Sanger was to have abortion for people who came from Eastern Europe or the Mediterranean, who she considered to be inferior to the Anglo-Saxons that she was a part of. And we've seen Planned Parenthood do that. They inevitably situate their abortion clinics in one of two places, either on a college campus, next to a college campus, or in a black neighborhood, because they are targeting minorities for abortion. And that was Margaret Sanger's vision, and they are carrying it out. So we have kind of a cultural problem, which is rich white men see themselves as culturally superior to many other people, particularly minority groups or people who are not Anglo-Saxon, and also their own personal interests. That's why the abortion movement now literally has unlimited resources.
Friends, we invite your questions or comments on unrestricted abortions and this whole issue as you wish. Call the Inside Track live line at 790-2040 and talk with pro-life advocate James Baum. Jim, on September 5th, the Missouri Independent reported 6 initiative petitions filed last week to add rape and incest exceptions to Missouri's abortion ban are facing pushback from both sides of the issue, pilloried as either anti-abortion wolf in sheep's clothing or a clandestine push to allow abortion on demand. filed by Republican political operative Jamie Corley with assistance from Democratic attorney Chuck Hatfield, the proposed constitutional amendments are being pitched as a middle ground between the ban currently in place and more expansive proposals filed earlier this year by abortion rights supporters. Are you aware of this other petition that was filed?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. We filed our brief the beginning of this week, and pointing out that the principal initiative that they're pushing, which would incorporate abortion as a right in the state constitution, provided for the unlimited, unrestricted abortion on demand throughout pregnancy that I previously described. I will comment on the issue, though, that sure. In this respect. The pro-life movement is willing to support and has supported over the years having abortion being permitted for both life of the mother and rape and incest, as long as the rape and incest exception has sufficient safeguards. And the safeguards are, of course, reporting to law enforcement agencies. I mean, after all, rape and incest are crimes, and they should be crimes, and the perpetrators should be punished. And certainly if a child is involved, they should not be returned to a household where they were subject to incest. And, of course, that's what the abortionists do as a matter of routine. They cover up the person who perpetrated the incest by performing an abortion and not reporting that abortion as a result of incest to state officials, and the child is returned to the arms of the person who perpetuated the incest. So for the sake of the children and for the sake of the women who are victims of incest or rape, they really need to be reported to law enforcement agencies. Also, as to rape, I mean, persons that commit rape are often multiple. They commit multiple rapes as a statistical, analysis of the situation has revealed. And so, for the sake of not only the victim but for future victims, that perpetrator needs to be found and brought to justice. So this is. These safeguards are really important for both the victims and for future victims of these horrific crimes. Now, if there is a referendum that is being proposed that says, well, you know, you can just tell the abortionist that you were raped or you're a victim of incest, and that's just buried in the medical records and no reporting or anything like that, well, then they do serve as a huge loophole that a truck can drive through. But with proper safeguards, they are certainly acceptable.
Jim, with your permission, can we ask you to hang on over the break here and maybe stay with us until about 32 or 33 after the hour?
Bruce, always happy to talk to you. So, yeah, of course.
All right. Okay. Well, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back with James Bopp. The subject is A Right to Life, and you're listening to Inside Track. We'll be right back. No station flipping, please.
Customers come first at Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus.
What other kind of customers do you have?
So our biggest customers are actually like ranchers and people from outside of the Tucson area. They're buying a lot of square tubing. They're buying a lot of stuff for their ranch to close off fences.
We'll sell anything from 10 feet to 10,000 feet to somebody that comes in because we have new steel and surplus steel from steel mills. The reason we're able to get such good pricing on some of this stuff is, A, we sell scrap to the mill. So we have a relationship there, and then we can buy material, what they're making, bringing it back. And so we save on freight, and we have relationships for years with them. So I think that's really our niche market. We'll sell whatever you need.
Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. Call 209-1579. Stop by the yard, 701 East 36th Street. Open Monday through Saturday.
Essential pest control leaves bugs belly up with science.
You mean you don't use a shoe?
No, we use the latest in technology and innovation to eliminate bugs, termites, weeds, and more.
No spray cans and lighters?
None of that. Only solutions that target insect biology, using chemistry to help protect the environment, people, and their pets.
Huh. Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up. Call 886-3029 or visit EssentialPest.com.
It is the year 2178. Earth is no more. The greatest fears have taken place. An alien ship from the Andromeda Galaxy have discovered the dark planet and sent in a team to unearth what life might have been like.
What have you found? Your Excellency, we found images on a strip of celluloid of what these humans were like. We present this to you.
Quiet.
I see a violent people. No wonder they cease to exist. What else did you find? This must have been their mode of transportation. It is what they refer to as an automobile. Does it function? We shall show you. Any information? There is evidence. It was maintained at Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly in Tucson, Arizona. Interesting. Evidence that not everyone of Earth was a stooge.
As long as Earth is still here, have your car maintained at Perfection Auto Works for out-of-this-world service. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Some people view market declines as a time to panic. Good news, that's wrong. Markets have never gone down and then failed to come back to create new highs, and this time it's not different. Let me guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Call Eb Wilkinson at 777-1911. That's 777-1911.
Welcome back to Inside Track. Bruce Ash here with super lawyer James Bopp talking about right to life. Jim, you mentioned Margaret Sanger before. You may or may not know this. Margaret Sanger resided in Tucson for many years. She is still revered here in Tucson by our very left majority. And why do you think the left, who has been so vocal that Black Lives Matter, throw their support to destroying the growth of these communities of color, which in Texas, for example, are 40% of the total population, getting such procedures, when in the overall population of Texas, blacks only amount to 11.4% of Texas population. I mean, it's a four times to five times greater amount of black abortions than white abortions. How does this happen in today's society?
Well, unfortunately, they're being targeted. As I mentioned, Planned Parenthood often locates its abortion clinics as close as they can to areas of primarily black population. And of course, they do a lot of advertising and all that. They want the government to fund it. We know that, unfortunately, the black population in many areas is predominantly poor, or certainly more poor than other populations, and so that's another way of promoting abortion within that community is by having the government pay for it. So, Margaret Sanger was not. It wasn't like if and or but about this. It was explicitly and publicly her goal. Was to have abortion in order to reduce these populations, the black population, the populations from Eastern Europe and Mediterranean, which she did not consider to be equal to the Anglo-Saxon people that she circulated with and made up the core of the progressive movement. How could you celebrate a person like that? And it tells you everything you want to know about their thinking currently. I mean, if you would celebrate a person with that those thoughts in mind, then it must be compatible with your thoughts. So it's very telling and very troubling.
Before we let you go, I want to get your view on the most important cases that are coming up in this year's Supreme Court session. But tell us first, before we go there, tell us first what's next on this petition in Missouri. Where do you think the next step's going to be, and what might we see the court action looking like over the next months as this goes on?
Yeah. Well, we were commenting in Missouri on a petition, on a referendum that had been submitted and that would have abortion on demand throughout pregnancy to the moment of birth. And the Secretary of State is tasked with describing what the effect of the law adopted through the referendum would be. And he said that it would be, quote, unrestricted. Underquote, the abortion would be unrestricted. Well, I think that's perfectly accurate. It's kind of mild and not as vivid a description as I think it warrants, but it is accurate. But, you know, the abortion movement sued to take that word out and to change what the accurate description of the referendum had been, which had been adopted by the Secretary of State. So the case is over that issue. Is the referendum going to be accurately described to the voters of Missouri as providing for unrestricted abortion or not? We objectively, you have to say that is the case, but unfortunately, courts don't always get it right. But we're hopeful of that result. These things are popping up, these things are popping up in various states, where the pro-choice movement is trying to establish in law unrestricted abortion on demand throughout pregnancy until the moment of birth.
But they have a reluctance to have those words used, because they know if they did, the overwhelming majority of Americans are opposed to abortions up to the birth of a child, correct?
That's absolutely correct. The opinion of the American people is some 60-70% would support a law that protects the unborn from abortion except to save the life of the mother or for rape and incest. 60-70% of the Americans would support that. Now, that is 5% of unlimited abortion on demand. So 95% of the abortions protected by this referendum are not supported by the American people. But that's what the effect would be. And, of course, they don't want anyone to know.
And we're likely to see, we understand, talking with people around the state, that this sort of a proposition proposal is likely to end up being presented here in Arizona. There's work going on currently to do that right now. We're coming up on Constitution Day in the next week, on the 17th to be exact. What would you say today? Just talk briefly on what you think the health of our Constitution is today, Jim.
Well, it's under serious attack. And the problem is that we don't have liberals anymore, the kind that, I grew up with in the 60s, many of whom were patriots, many of whom were people that believed in the Constitution, they believed in free speech, they believed in accommodating religious liberty. They truly believed in democracy, and we had common ground with them. The Democrat Party and the liberals have been taken over by the left, and they are true. They are correct when they say they're progressives. Because if you looked at the progressive philosophy that gave birth to Planned Parenthood, you see that they have three principles. The first is we should do whatever the experts say, because experts are the one, in their ivory towers, can figure out what is the best for the people. And whatever they say, we should follow. in our government and our public policies and all that. And, of course, we saw that in the response to COVID. The quote, we follow the science, end of quote, is a statement incorporating that principle. In other words, we don't think for ourselves. We don't balance the problems of lockdowns or shutting, masking children or making them take vaccines that they don't need with the public health response. We don't balance any of that. We don't consider any of that. We just do what the experts say. Now, that leads inevitably to the second part, which is they discount and diminish and denigrate individual rights. Because, look, after all, individual rights can stand in the way of implementing what experts say for the common good. And then the final point, which should be obvious by now, is that they don't like democracy at all. They don't want the democratic rule by politicians through the vote of the people. They want experts to decide. And because they don't think that the everyday man can make proper and the appropriate decisions for our country and our government. And so they denigrate democracy. So the modern Democrat Party is at war with democracy because it stands in the way of the decisions by bureaucrats and experts that we should just simply follow no matter what. And so they are attacking democracy in many ways, and I am very concerned that what this has revealed is a lack of common ground, acceptance of the principles of the Constitution are founded on, and which is enhancing individual freedom and individual rights and deciding questions based upon a democratic self-government system, which the Constitution implements. And without that common ground, it'll be very difficult for sometime in the future for, our society to stay together.
Insiders, you just heard a man who I consider not just my friend, but a freedom fighter. And he's fighting for all of our freedom. And in this particular petition, he's fighting for the lives of unborn Americans who otherwise don't have a voice, it seems, anymore. Thank you very much for chatting with us this afternoon, Jim. Best of luck on all your pursuits in defending the Constitution and the rights of all Americans.
Thank you, Bruce. Having served with you on the Republican National Committee, you are a warrior for freedom and America, too. And I've admired you for a long time and am honored to be on your program again.
You're very kind. Thanks very much. Okay, we're going to go take a quick break, and when we return, we'll discuss the latest news and my views on the news. No station flipping. We'll be right back.
I'm proud to welcome my good friends at Tucson Iron and Metal Retail to Inside Track as an advertiser. Jamie Kipper and her staff are conservation experts. They sell round and square steel tubing, metal plate and roofing materials, as well as new and used steel, aluminum, and stainless steel to ranchers, artists, interior designers, roofers, and do-it-yourselfers, just like all of the listeners here. Tucson Iron and Metal Retail is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon. Tucson Iron and Steel Retail, 701 East 36th Street. Call 520-209-1576 or go to TucsonIronRetail.com. And when you do call, mention this ad and receive an additional 10% discount on their already great prices.
Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up with science.
You mean you don't use a shoe?
No, we use the latest in technology and innovation to eliminate bugs, termites, weeds, and more.
No spray cans and lighters?
None of that. Only solutions that target insect biology, using chemistry to help protect the environment, people, and their pets.
Huh. Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up. Call 886-3029 or visit EssentialPest.com.
Smooth takeoff. Always thankful for the crew.
You doing okay today?
I had to skip breakfast. A little hungry.
Copy that. I got your back.
Where's he going?
Hi, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll take two double chubby chucks, two fries, and two double chocolate shakes to go, of course.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Colonel, I'm back.
That was fast, Captain.
Fast food.
All right, the question is, how are you going to get my order to me?
Through the probe and drogue.
But, Captain, that's what they use for refueling.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Thanks, Captain. I got it, and it's still warm. Let me tell you, I owe you.
Well, sir, you're invited to the barbecue this weekend, and bring a prime rib.
No problem, Captain. I'll see you Sunday, and God bless the USA.
At Perfection Auto Works, we appreciate and honor those that give themselves to protect our freedom. From your F-16 to your F-150, 323-8650, and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. When people turn 50, something miraculous happens. They start to get serious about retirement planning. They've done very well so far and want to be certain they power into the retirement they've earned. Let me guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Call me, Eb Wilkinson, at 777-1911. That's 777-1911.
Welcome back to the final segment for our Inside Track show today. The two men we've had on the show today, Roman Bueller and James Bopp, are they're quite remarkable individuals, and I think you could see by their words today the things that they continue to work on are just absolutely crucial to the constitutional health and the health of our civil society here in America. I go to synagogue every Saturday morning, and each week we go through the Torah, and you know, the rabbi reads in Hebrew, and I'm not so good reading Hebrew, but I do have my book that has the English translation. And we're right at the end of the Torah. It's Rosh Hashanah next week, and the Israelites are just now going across the Jordan River into Israel. Moses won't accompany them. He's 120 years old, and he dies before being able to go into the Promised Land. And I'm struck by those laws that are called out for in great volumes in the Torah, particularly in Deuteronomy. And they keep talking about needing to observe the laws of the Lord, and in this case, observing the laws of our country. And I comment to my friend who we go every week together that, you know, we don't seem to be following the Constitution, and we see what kind of problems it's created for us as a country and as a society as that happens. And this question on right to life is just so endemic of that. And God says, you know, if you don't hearken me, you know, there are all of these very, very severe penalties, and your nation will be lost. And the thing that I fear as a 71-year-old guy in America today is that the America that you and me and most of our friends grew up with, and some of our kids have grown up with, it's really, we're at a dangerous tipping point right now. It's guys like Jim Bopp and guys like Roman Bueller who really are trying to make a difference. And I hope that you will support what they're doing. I hope that you will be interested in what they're doing, because it's very, very important work. I'm not making this a religious show, but I'm observing Rosh Hashanah next Saturday. And while I'm doing that, retired Navy captain and former NSC advisor Robert Wells has a great show planned for the entire 2 hours next week on turmoil in the East and our national security issues. And I hope that you'll listen to it. He has some unbelievable guests that only he can get because of his connections, having worked in the White House as he did, and still being associated with many of those same people who are in very, very important sort of study groups. So now, if we can, for the rest of the time together, about the next 15 minutes or so, let's do a rundown. And obviously, if anybody has a question or a comment that they want to call in on, I'm happy to stop the rundown at any time to chat with you about that. Speaking about our CCP competitors, suspected Chinese operatives have used images made by artificial intelligence to mimic American voters online in an attempt to spread disinformation and provoke discussion on divisive political issues as the 2024 U.S. election approaches, so says Microsoft. They warned that on Thursday. In the last 9 months, they say the operatives have posted striking AI-made images depicting the Statue of Liberty and Black Lives Matter movement on social media in a campaign that Microsoft says focuses on denigrating U.S. political figures and symbols. More China news. You know, sometimes you reap what you sow. Apple becomes after working so long in China on their semiconductors and their phone construction, they've become a target for Chinese retaliation, suggesting few companies are safe if Apple isn't immune to China retaliation. The Wall Street Journal said this morning Apple has seen that value of their stock took a notable hit this week on increasing signs that its business in China might be coming under threat. The Wall Street Journal also reported on Wednesday that the Chinese government is banning iPhone and other foreign branded device from use by workers at central government agencies. Bloomberg reported Thursday that such a ban might also be expanded to state-owned enterprises, and basically the government owns most of the enterprises of that country, and other government-backed entities. That could amount to a significant swath of people in a state-led economy with a population totaling more than 1.4 billion. We heard on the top of the hour news from CBS, a powerful earthquake in the Atlas Mountain region in Morocco has killed over 1,000 people there. They're now estimating about 1,300. Probably with many more to come, also having massive property destruction to ancient buildings as well as modern structures. Say a prayer for those that have been lost and prayers that hopefully they will be able to rescue and find people and nurse them back to good health. Peter Navarro was convicted this week on contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the Rump J6 committee. I think he was right to refuse appearing. This was a very, very discriminatory committee, would not allow Republicans who had any opinions differing from the Speaker of the House at that time. And if only there was equal justice meted out to Democrats who have defied congressional subpoenas by legitimate committees, including Biden administration officials. And those officials not just refuse to appear, but when they come, they obfuscate, they refuse to give answers, and are not forthcoming. Peter Navarro has spent probably hundreds of thousands of his own dollars defending himself against these charges, and I think it is something that all Americans need to be concerned about, because if they can do it to somebody as powerful and as well-known as Peter Navarro, they can do it to anybody. More crazy 14th Amendment talk this week by crazed Democrat Marxists who are determined to keep President Trump off the ballot next year. Six voters in Colorado filed a lawsuit in state court Wednesday to block former President Trump from appearing on the ballot there, citing the theory lately in vogue that the Constitution's 14th Amendment disqualifies Mr. Trump from sitting in the Oval Office ever again. They're not a very good student of history, these people. The Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, also not a very good student of history or law, a Democrat reelected last year, said, "I look forward to the Colorado court's substantive resolution of the issues," she said Wednesday, "and I'm hopeful that this case will provide guidance to election officials on Trump's eligibility as a candidate for office." Now, I have to ask the question, what are they afraid of? Why has there been this effort against Donald Trump? I'm not saying that you have to like his personality or appreciate his narcissism. And frankly, some of his behavior since the 2020 election has been very, very difficult to understand. But the thing about Donald Trump that they fear the most, the people who are fighting him, is that he has fought to take away their power and to deprive them of their income. That is what this is about. He is opposed to the elite rule, the swamp rule that's been going on in this country now for way, way too long, and they are afraid of losing their power and their access to federal largesse. NBC adds former White House press flack Jen Psaki to their primetime lineup. I predict more people will tune in to the U of A football game this afternoon against Mississippi State than watch her. She was a flop as a press secretary, only to be outdone by the Corinne Jean-Pierre, who's even a worse press secretary. She won't last there for long. Not even MSNBC can stand to have that bad of ratings. Earlier this week, CBS anchor flat out asked VP Kamala Harris the Biden death question. Are you prepared? This is Norah O'Donnell. Are you prepared to be commander in chief? Harris's answer to the question, are you prepared to be commander in chief? Yes, I am, if necessary. But Joe Biden is going to be just fine. Let me tell you something. I work with Joe Biden every day. The work that under Joe Biden's leadership, our administration has accomplished is transformative. I think the American people most of all want a leader who actually gets things done. God help us. Now, in case you're wondering what VP Kamala Harris is up to today, this Saturday, her schedule includes that she will be hosting an event at her residence celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, bringing together various artists and industry leaders with second gentleman Doug Emhoff attending. That's a be-there event. Joe Biden has trouble supporting Israel these days, as do many Democrat Marxists serving in his administration and in Congress. The silence of all of them is astounding. Listen up. The voice of Mahmoud Abbas is one of the loudest spreading anti-Semitic venom. The Biden administration's silence is allowing it to become normal. In his speech to the Fatah Revolutionary Council on August 24th of this year, Abbas said, "They say that Hitler killed the Jews for being Jews. Not true. He fought the Jews because of their social role, not their religion, their role in society, which had to do with usury, money, and so on. Most Jews are not really Jewish, but are actually descended from Khazars, a medieval Asian tribe. So when we hear them talk about anti-Semitism and Semitism, the Ashkenazi Jews, at least, are not Semites. The Jews in Iraq did not want to emigrate, but they were forced to do so by Israeli Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion by means of pressure, coercion, and murder. the United States is our enemy because it took our homeland away and it gave it to the Israelis or to the Jews. There's not been one word from the Biden administration, not one word from anybody in the White House at all or in the State Department about these unbelievable anti-Semitic attacks by Mahmoud Abbas and his Fatah Revolutionary Council. I just paid almost $4.50 a gallon for premium gas this week. Energy costs are as high as ever. The idiot Biden now goes to block oil drilling across millions of acres of Arctic Alaska. Very, very smart thinking. The LA City Council wants to ban rodeos. So how long is it before Rahina and her crew bans the La Fiesta de los Vaqueros in Tucson? They've hated cowboy culture for years. And if they had it their way, it would all be about LGBTQ+. It would be about all kinds of weird art and all the things that they want to project. The Fiesta de los Vaqueros is one of the most historic and authentic events that any city has and is deserving of our continued support. A fan was ejected from a match at the U.S. Open Monday, organizers said, after German player Alexander Zverev complained about hearing the individual use a since-removed phrase from the German national anthem, which Germany reinterpreted as a call for Nazi superiority during World War II. During the fourth set of this fourth round match against Italy's Janik Sinner in Arthur Ashe Stadium, Zverev approached the umpire, James Kiotavong, to protest about the fans' behavior. He just said the most famous Hitler phrase there is in the world. It's unacceptable. Zverev said on the court at the time, this is unbelievable. And that fan was removed from the Arthur Ashe Stadium. Note to CNN and leftist pollsters. Justice Thomas, they say at CNN, Justice Thomas faces record unpopularity. Americans want ethics code for the Supreme Court. Again, this is something that we talked with Roman Bueller about earlier today. Justice Thomas won the only popularity contest he needed to when the U.S. Senate voted to confirm his SCOTUS nomination. His demeanor and his scholarly work on the court will leave a legacy of adherence to the U.S. Constitution when he decides to retire or when he passes away. Everything else is commentary. And this is just another example how the left media in this country is taking a course of breaking down the Supreme Court and integrity in the Supreme Court and trying to force their court packing scheme. Anthony Fauci admits to lack of COVID mask evidence, but he wants us to wear masks anyway. Is it any wonder why people have lost faith in our government officials and government agencies? I was on two flights this past week, and I saw probably on both of those flights a good 20 to 25% of people, both on the flight, on the flights, and also in the airport wearing masks. There are schools around the country who are resorting to mask wearing again, despite it not having much effectiveness in the COVID crisis of 2020 and 2021. I see this as coming back this winter, and hopefully all of us, if we face this problem, we are going to be conscientious objectors. Refuse to wear the mask. Refuse to take the orders from the unelected bureaucrats and those naysayers who want to control us. The masks didn't work before. All of us who took the COVID vaccine ended up getting COVID. The only people who died from COVID, not all of them, but essentially all of them, were the elderly, were people who had complicating conditions, and yet they wanted to continue talking about vaxxing and forcing 3-year-olds into wearing masks and going through their COVID craziness. University of Arizona football team takes on Mississippi State later this afternoon. Go Cats. Our team might be underdogs, but this past week has been fortunate to have two underdogs who did pretty well against heavy odds. The Detroit Lions, who beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the 2023-2024 season opener, 21-20, and the Colorado Buffaloes, who beat national powerhouse TCU in the college football bowl series last January. Lastly, did you know that September is Yoga Appreciation Month? Well, I didn't either, but my yoga flexible wife gave me the news flash just before coming on the air this afternoon. So thanks to Jane, she got a plug here on the news. As we leave here today, many thanks to our great sponsors, Wilkinson Wealth Management, Essential Pest, Tucson Iron and Metal Retail, and Perfection Auto Works. Eb and I support each of them, so should you. Mega thanks also to Roman Bueller and James Bopp for their contributions to our pre-Constitution Day show. Next week, as I mentioned, retired Navy Captain Bob Wells with a show on the threat in the East and our national security crisis. So before I leave you, please check out our own Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts for that Eb and I have for the latest news and views on the news. All of our Inside Track episodes are available at Apple Podcasts and on the KVOY website. For Eb Wilkinson, this is Bruce Ash. We're wishing you all a great weekend. Stay cool. Eb and I hope you'll join us again in 166 hours. Jamie Kipper and her father, Gary Kipper, from Tucson Iron and Metal. What are they going to see when they come through the gates?
So when they come on in, they'll see our building up front. People have free rein to then go out and look in the yard. So it's not a typical scrapyard with a ton of big machinery. We have a couple of forklifts around, but that's about it, just to help move material. So when you come in, it's all organized by material, whether it's square tubing, angle iron, roofing, and then there is a pile in the back, which is still organized and easy to get through, but that's stuff that comes over from the scrap. So we're unique in that we get stuff in from the scrap, which a lot of artists and people will like or reuse, whether it's a sink that someone needs for their house. We sell literally anything made of metal.
Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. Call 209-1579. Stop by the yard, 701 East 36th Street. Open Monday through Saturday.
Perfection Theater presents Snow White.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who has the sweetest ride of them all?
It once was you, but Snow White has a Maserati that's now the fairest and the fastest.
I will put an end to that.
The Evil Queen drove over to Snow White's cottage in her Ferrari F40.
I will finish her off once and for all.
The Evil Queen poured apple cider vinegar in her gas tank.
Can you dwarves help me? I need a push to Perfection Auto Works.
The Perfection mechanics cleaned the fuel lines and Snow White was back on the road in no time. Snow White had had enough, so she headed to the Evil Queen's castle.
Pour apple cider vinegar in my gas tank. Why, I'll show you.
And the moral of the story? Perfection Auto Works is always there to make your automotive repairs come true. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Some people view market declines as a time to panic. Good news, that's wrong. Markets have never gone down and then failed to come back to create new highs. And this time, it's not different. Let me guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Call Eb Wilkinson at 777-1911. That's 777-1911.